Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Let us bow our heads while we pray.
现在请各位低头，我们祷告。
天父上帝，我们感谢你将你的爱赐给我们，我们也感谢你给我们这样大的信息，我们现在愿意预备等候主来，求主的灵感动听众的心，使他们愿意同我们一起预备，我们这样祈求都是奉主的圣名，阿们。
We have had two lessons on the second coming of Christ.
我们已经有两课讨论到基督复临的事情。
Now we have another lesson on the second coming.
现在这一课也是讨论基督复临。
This is lesson 63.
这是第六十三课。
Lesson 63.
第六十三课。
In your second book.
在各位第二册的课本里头。
The subject of lesson 63 is the object.Of his coming.
这一课的题目是基督复临的目的。
We have learned that Christ's reason for returning to this earth.
我们已经知道基督回到这世上来的原因。
Is to receive his children unto himself.
就是要接他的子民，他的儿女到他那里去。
John 14:1-3.
约翰十四章一到三节。
Christ's first coming was to establish his kingdom of grace.
基督第一次来就是要设立他恩典的国度。
Christ's second coming is to establish his kingdom of glory.
基督第二次来就是要设立他荣耀的国度。
The first time he came to bear the sins of many.
他第一次来那是要担当多人的罪。
The second time he comes as king.
第二次来他就是要以君王的身份来。
To deliver his people.
要拯救他的百姓。
From the destruction awaiting this sin-cursed earth.
要脱离那即将临到被罪所咒诅的世界的毁灭。
Christ's second coming is a day of rewards.
基督第二次来乃是一个赏赐的日子。
In Revelation 22:12 are these words.
在启示录22章12节有这样的话。
And behold, I come quickly.
看哪，我必快来。
And my reward is with me.
赏罚在我。
To give every man according as his work shall be.
要照个人所行的或者个人的行为报应他。
The Revised Standard Version reads,
英文的修订标准本是这样说的
To repay everyone for what he has done.
要照个人所行的报应他。
Notice the rewards are given according to what a man has done.
请注意这个赏罚乃是在乎人所行的。
Or according to his works.
或者是以他的行为为根据。
Yet the Christian is not saved by his works.
但是基督徒并不是靠着行为来得救。
He is saved by his faith in Christ.
他是因为相信基督而得救。
On the other hand,
在另外一方面,
the sanctified Christian
成圣的基督徒
is bound to reveal The reforming power of Christ in the life.
他不能不显示基督在他的生活里头改造他的那种力量。
It will be seen in every act of his life.
这件事情能在他的一举一动的上面就可以看得出来。
He is not forcing himself to do good deeds to obtain merits.
他并不是为了要得到功德而勉强自己去行好事。
He is not buying heaven.
他不是要购买天国。
His kind acts.
他仁慈的行为。
And thoughtful deeds.
和那所做的体贴人的事。
Are the natural result of Jesus living in his heart.
乃是耶稣生活在他的心里头所造成的自然结果。
His kind deeds stem from love for God and man.
他仁慈的行为是从对上帝和人的爱中发出来的。
Not from a desire to earn something.
并不是出自要赚得某些东西的希望。
Good works are in vain unless they are the outworking of God's will.
除非好行为是遵行上帝旨意的表现，否则这些好的事情都是徒然的。
In Matthew 7:22-23,
在马太七章二十二、二十三节
，Jesus tells us，
耶稣告诉我们说
，that some doers of worthy deeds，
有一些行了好事的人
，are going to be disappointed in the day of His coming，
在耶稣基督来的时候，他们会失望的。
On that day，
当那日
，many will say to me，
有许多人会对我说
，Lord, Lord，
主啊，主啊
，Did we not prophesy in your name？
我不是奉你的名传道
，and cast out demons in your name？
奉你的名赶鬼
，and do many mighty works in your name？
奉你的名行许多异能
？And then will I declare to them？
我就明明地告诉他们说
，I never knew you。
我从来不认识你们。
Depart from me, you evildoers！
你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
From this description，
从这一段记述之中
，we see it is possible to profess to follow Christ。
我们就可以看出来，人可能自称是跟从基督
，to even preach in His name，
甚至于奉他的名传道
，and yet not receive the reward of salvation at Jesus' coming。
然而在耶稣来的时候，却不能得着救恩的报赏。
Why？
为什么缘故呢？
The answer is in the 21st verse.
答案是在21节里头。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord,
凡称呼我主啊，主啊的人，
Not everyone shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
不能都进天国。
But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
How important that professed Christians make sure they are doing God's will.
自称为基督徒的人要知道他们是在遵行上帝的旨意，这是一件多么重要的事。
We will begin to learn more and more about God's will for us.
我们要再进一步的研究上帝对我们所有的旨意。
As we continue to study these lessons.
就是在我们继续研究这些课程的时候，
In Matthew 25:31-46,
在马太25章31到46节之间
is a vivid portrayal of the giving of rewards.
有一篇对于赏罚的逼真的描写。
Verse 31 says,
第31节这样说，
When the Son of Man shall come in his glory,
当人子在他的荣耀里，
And all the holy angels with him,
同着众天使降临的时候，
Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory.
要坐在荣耀的宝座上。
The record goes on to state,
这个记录继续说，
That all peoples will be gathered before Christ.
万民都要聚集在基督的面前。
Then he will separate the people,
他要把这些人分开。
As a shepherd,divides the sheep from the goats.
好像牧羊的人把绵羊和山羊分开一样。
The righteous are placed on the right.
义人是被放在右边。
And the wicked on the left.
恶人要被安置在左边。
To those on the right, he says,
他要对那些右边的人说，
Come, ye blessed of my Father.
你们这蒙我父赐福的可以来。
Inherit the kingdom prepared for you.From the foundation of the world.
可以来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。
To those on the left, he says,
对那些在左边的人，他说
Depart from me, ye cursed.
你们这些被咒诅的人离开我。
Into everlasting fire.
进入那永火里头去。
Prepared for the devil and his angels.
就是那为魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里头。
Verse 41.
第四十一节。
The Chinese often use the expression,
中国人常这样说,
good brings good's reward,
善有善报,
evil brings evil's retribution,
恶有恶报。
In the day of rewards and punishments,
在赏善罚恶的那一天,
there will be no neutral ground,
不会有什么中立的立场。
Every individual,
每一个人
will either be on the Lord's side,
要是不是在主那边,
or on the devil's side,
就会在魔鬼那边。
Shall we not choose our master today?
今天我们岂不是要选择我们的主吗?
The day of Christ's coming,
基督复临的日子,
will be a glorious time of restoration,
会是一个荣耀的复兴的日子。
God made man one family on earth,
上帝使世人在地上成为一家。
Sin not only brought in estrangement from God,
罪恶不仅是使人与上帝隔绝，
but from one another,
也使人与人有了隔害。
Man's language was confused,
世人的语言混乱了。
And he was scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth,
也被分散在全地各个地方。
This is the story of Genesis 11.
这就是创世纪第十一章所叙述的故事。
Through the centuries,
多少世纪以来,
men became bound by custom.
世人就被各种不同的习惯所束缚。
Misunderstandings arose due to difference in language.
由于语言的不同就造成了误会。
And ways of life.
由于生活方式的不同也造成误会。
The history of man has been one of strife and bloodshed.
所以人类的历史就成为一个斗争和流血的历史。
Christ's return will eliminate sin and hatred.
基督的福临他会除去罪恶和仇恨。
The great barriers to unity.
这乃是团结或合而为一的最一种大的障碍。
All men will become one in Jesus.
所有的人都要在耶稣里合而为一。
This is the promise of Ephesians 1:10.
这就是以弗所书一章十节的应许。
Arranging when the time should have fully come.
照所安排的日期满足的时候。
That everything in heaven and on earth.
使天上地下一切所有的。
Should be unified in Christ.
都在基督里而同归于一。
Are you not longing for that glad day?
你岂不是盼望那个快乐的日子来到吗?
When Jesus comes, will you be on the right side?
当耶稣来的时候,你会在右边,也就是对的一边吗?
Let us look at the 10 vocabulary words to lesson 63.
我们看63课的十个生字。
Number one.
第一个。
Bound.
不能不,不由自主的。
Bound to merit.
功德。
Merit. Three, stem.
发生。
Stem. Four, earn.
赚得。
Earn. Five, vivid.
逼真的,生动的。
Vivid. Six, retribution.
报应。
Retribution. Seven, neutral.
中立的。
Neutral. Eight,Restoration,
恢复,复兴。
Restoration. Nine, eliminate,
除去。
Eliminate. 10, unified.
合一
unified. Now let us look at the lesson again. Read it in English this time.
我们现在把这一课再用英文再念一遍。
Lesson 63.
第六十三课。
The object of Christ's coming.
基督复临的目的。
We have learned that Christ's reason for returning to this earth is to receive his children unto himself. John 14:1-3. Christ's first coming was to establish his kingdom of grace. Christ's second coming is to establish his kingdom of glory.The first time he came to bear the sins of many. The second time he comes as king to deliver his people from the destruction awaiting this sin-cursed earth. Christ's second coming is a day of rewards. In Revelation 22:12 are these words, And behold, I come quickly.And my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. The Revised Standard Version reads, To repay everyone for what he has done. Notice the rewards are given according to what a man has done, or according to works.Yet the Christian is not saved by his works. He is saved by his faith in Christ. On the other hand, the sanctified Christian is bound to reveal the transforming power of Christ in the life. It will be seen in every act of his life. He is not forcing himself to do good deeds to obtain merit.He is not buying heaven. His kind acts and thoughtful deeds are the result, or the natural result, of Jesus living in his heart. His kind deeds stem from love for God and man, not from a desire to earn something. Good works are in vain unless they are the outworking of God's will.In Matthew 7:22-23, Jesus tells us that some doers of worthy deeds are going to be disappointed in the day of his coming. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name?And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers. From this description, we see it is possible to profess to follow Christ, to even preach in his name, and yet not receive the reward of salvation at Jesus' coming. Why? The answer is in the 21st verse.Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. How important that professed Christians make sure they are doing God's will. We will begin to learn more and more about his will for us as we continue to study these lessons.In Matthew 25:31-46 is a vivid portrayal of the giving of rewards. Verse 31 says, When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. The record goes on to state that all peoples will be gathered before Christ.Then he will separate the people as a shepherd divides the sheep from the goats. The righteous are placed on the right and the wicked on the left. To those on the right he says, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. To those on the left he says, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. The Chinese often use the expression, Good brings good's reward. Evil brings evil's retribution. In the day of rewards and punishment, there will be no neutral ground. Every individual will either be on the Lord's side or on the devil's. Shall we not choose our master today? The day of Christ's coming will be a glorious time of restoration. God made man one family on earth. Sin not only brought in estrangement from God, but from one another. Man's language was confused, and he was scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. This is the story of Genesis 11. Through the centuries, men became bound by custom. Misunderstandings arose due to differences in language and ways of life. The history of man has been one of strife and bloodshed. Christ's return will eliminate sin and hatred, the great barriers to unity. All men will become one in Jesus. This is the promise of Ephesians 1:10. Arranging, when the time should have fully come, that everything in heaven and on earth should be unified in Christ. Are you not longing for that glad day? When Jesus comes, will you be on the right side? And so when Christ comes, there will be no neutral ground.
在基督来的时候，没有什么中立的立场。
A person will be on one side or the other.
人要不是在这一边，就会在那一边。
And when we become Christians, the Lord expects us to be Christians publicly.
但是我们做基督徒，主希望我们公开地表示我们是基督徒。
He expects us to confess His name to men.
他希望我们在世人中间承认他的名。
We should be happy to witness for Him wherever we go.
不论我们到什么地方，我们应该乐意为他而做见证。
And the most effectual witness is the life of the Christian.
基督徒所能做最有效的见证，就是在他们的生活中所有的表现。
Our actions and our words should not conflict with each other.
我们的言语和行为彼此不应当矛盾或是冲突。
In English we say a person's actions speak louder than his words.
在英文有这样一句话说，一个人的行为所发出的声音比他所说的话还要更响亮。
And so let us allow the Spirit of God to create us anew in the image of Christ.
我们应当让上帝的灵在我们里面重新的恢复上帝的形象。
So that when Jesus returns, we will be like Him in character.
当耶稣来的时候，我们就能在品格上与他相像。
Let us thank God for this warning today.
我们应该为今天所得到的这个警告而感谢上帝。
Let us continue to study more about the will of God.
我们应当继续的多研究上帝的旨意。
And how to definitely prepare ourselves to meet Christ when He comes.
这样可以更加积极的肯定的准备我们自己，等到他来的时候就可以预备好了。
May the loving God, His Spirit be with you until our next broadcast.
不愿慈爱的天父以及他的圣灵与你同在，直到我们下次再会。